Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Coming up just 10 minutes from now, we will talk to Dave Johnson on a Wizards game day, Wizards and Rockets tonight over at Capital One Arena. But right now, Anthony, quick, we are going to go through a reset of our NFL tier rankings. So all the teams that made the playoffs, goodbye. We can do this quickly because we don't have to talk about you anymore. So what we need to do is reestablish the parameters here. Which teams are we giving no chance to win this weekend? Which teams do we think, I guess they're interesting, but they're probably ultimately not good enough? And then which teams do we give a puncher's chance that we're going to say not only can win one playoff game, but could win two? They could wind up in the conference championship game. And then which teams are we saying are the actual prime contenders? I say we start from the bottom and work our way up. Because I only think that there's one team in the NFL playoffs that has no real chance of winning this weekend. And if somehow by hook or by crook they were to win, they have absolutely no chance of winning two playoff games. Anthony, do you care to guess who that is?
You're going to say the Houston Texans.
That is correct, Anthony. I believe that the Houston Texans are the sole playoff team in either conference that legitimately has no shot of winning a playoff game.
I agree with you, sir.
All right. Now that we got that taken care of, interesting, but not good enough. I don't know how many teams are actually going to wind up in this tier. That's kind of the thing about these playoffs is it's a lot of good teams. I got one, though, at the very least one. And that's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Ooh.
I just think they have fallen apart to the point that I mean, especially because they got to play Baltimore. But I kind of think that they're toast.
Yeah. I mean, I will want to add a second, but I agree the Steelers have hit a wall and fallen off a cliff.
Yeah. I agree. I think you're right. I think there's one other AFC team that belongs in here.
Yep.
And that team is the Denver Broncos.
Yes, sir.
All due respect to Denver, who is kind of punchy. And I think you could make a case for them in puncher's chance. The problem is they're the seven seed. So they're going to have to go. If they were to somehow upset the Buffalo Bills,
man,
they would then just go to Kansas City.
Which would be crazy too, though.
Yeah, division. I mean, they just played, obviously, a very different version of Kansas City. Look, this Denver team is rolling. They're punchy. I just don't know if they're playoff punchy, especially in an AFC where they have Bo Nix, all due respect, who I think had a great rookie season, has come on really strong here at the end, had a phenomenal game in Week 18 in a got-to-have-it situation. But you got Bo Nix, and they got Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes. Like, Justin Herbert. And I guess that's the other team. Where do the Chargers belong?
I was also thinking they're interesting and not quite good enough. I don't trust their receiving core, Craig. I don't trust Quentin Johnston to go out there.
Fresh off 13 for 186?
Hey, look, I'm not going to lie. He had himself a game, but
of course, it's Craig, the first one he's really had.
Consistency, man. He has not been consistent all year long.
I literally just saw a screenshot in my Instagram of his 13 for 186 being a career high, and I was like, no kidding. No kidding, those are his career highs. Here's the only thing about the Chargers.
Okay.
They're facing the Texans in round one. Ah. So barring something unforeseen, considering we put the Texans in no chance, they're already into round two.
True. So I guess they have a chance, but at the same token, it's just...
You know what? I'm with you. Look, if the Broncos are there, I think the Chargers are there.
Yeah.
And that's said respectfully to the Broncos.
That's fair.
And frankly, if it wasn't Mike T, I think the Steelers, I don't know. I almost want to put the Steelers down, but I don't trust George Pickens to have fully quit, although it appears that George Pickens is fully quit.
Yeah.
All right, so L.A. Chargers, you're going an interesting but not quite good enough, even though you kind of have a first-round bye, as much as you can have in these playoffs. Is there any team in the NFC that we're going to put below puncher's chance? It feels insane to not.
I'll have one. The Green Bay Packers.
Are you saying the Christian Watson injury is enough to knock them down?
No, it's not just Christian Watson. It's also Jaire Alexander. I think
you're probably right.
I think those two injuries alone.
I think you're probably right. I just think that, like, Love has been a little bit off all year. They just finished with a terrible loss to the Bears, so it's not like they're coming in hot.
Yeah.
Love is banged up. Malik Willis is banged up. Like, there's a whole bunch of not good. Christian Watson's their only deep threat, so they have a million receivers, but none of them are actually that good.
And you got to be able to create separation. They struggled doing that against the Lions. You know the Eagles are going to do that. So I don't know.
I think for the Eagles, you have to be able to take the top off the defense, a la what the Commanders did.
Yeah.
And
they don't have that.
The Packers don't have the dudes to do it.
Nope.
And then defensively, yeah, without Jaire to do anything with AJ and just there, it's too much. I think you're right. I think the Packers, which would make sense. They are the 7th seed. And by the way, if they were to somehow pull off the miracle and beat Philly, like they ain't going to beat Detroit. I don't think, but it's division. And that's the thing is you have three NFC North teams, which I think is messing with my head. All right. Puncher's chance. I think Washington belongs here.
Yep.
I think there is a chance that Washington could wind up in the NFC Championship game because I think, honestly, it would take a Green Bay win, I think, because I feel better about the Eagles. I think if this team plays Detroit, that is going to be a long day at the office.
Man.
With what Detroit is able to do offensively. But Washington could also have a day offensively. Like, they can create plays. And they are not scared of anyone. If they got five and five is right, they got a chance. Washington Commanders, you're going in puncher's chance. I believe the Minnesota Vikings belong here as well, which isn't really fair to the Vikings to put them in the same tier as the Commanders, considering the Vikings were last seen playing for the number one seed. However, I think you see when that, like, high leverage, there's still just a little too much Sam Darnold. And Sam Darnold, like, I hate that for him, but, like, he really played his worst game of the season, and maybe I'm overreacting to that, but am I?
I mean, I don't think you're off. I think he definitely did. He missed some throws he should have had, but also the Lions.
I literally, as I started typing, Anthony, I started typing Sam Darnold instead of Minnesota Vikings.
Now, the Lions put those boys in a bag, man.
I'm gonna say the Vikings are in puncher's chance.
Yeah.
Probably the heavyweight, so to speak, in puncher's chance, but I think they're in puncher's chance. Them making the Super Bowl would be a bit of a surprise to me coming out of the NFC. All right, in the AFC, are the remaining teams that we haven't talked about, are they prime contenders? Buffalo, Kansas City, and
the Ravens.
And the Ravens? Or any of those belong down here?
I think they're all prime contenders. Chiefs, back-to-back defending champs, and then you got the two MVP runner contenders. I think they're all prime contenders.
Okay, which means we just have one team that we kind of forgot about.
The Bucks.
The Rams.
Oh.
Or the Rams and the Bucks. Those are, I guess, the two teams.
That and the Eagles.
We forgot about. Well, the Eagles I didn't forget about. I know where they're going to wind up. So let's just do it this way. Prime contenders, Eagles, Lions, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens. We agree on those.
Yes, sir.
So are we saying Bucks, Rams, puncher's chance? Could they wind up in the NFC Championship game?
I think the Bucks more so are interesting. I think the Rams could end up in the.
I have a hard time putting a Bucks team below the Commanders team that they are favored over and hosting a playoff game against.
True. It hurts. It's tough.
I know they did finish with the worst record, though. The
Commanders are 12 wins. Banged up though, Craig. Like
I don't know how banged up they are, though, outside of Godwin. I kind of think they're starting to get – I'm scared that they're going to get healthy and that Winfield comes back and that Dean comes back and it's a very different-looking Bucs defense. I think they have a puncher's chance. Okay. I think the Rams, I think, belong in interesting but not good enough.
Okay.
I don't think the Rams are – I just
– Despite their offense.
Despite their offense. Their offense also hasn't been nearly as good in like a month.
It has not.
So I think that's probably relevant. Their defense is really young, is what it is. All right, so prime contenders, Eagles, Lions, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, puncher's chance, Commanders, Vikings, Bucks. That feels very homerish, but I don't care. Steelers, Broncos, Chargers, Packers, Rams, interesting but not good enough. No chance, Houston Texans. That's the playoff edition of the NFL tier rankings. Up next, Dave Johnson, live from the broadcast booth at Capital One Arena. But first, let's get an update on the latest in the world of women's sports presented by Wawa. Chicken, how you wanna at Wawa with crispy and roasted chicken sandwiches.